Through the written word and the spoken word, may we know your living word, Jesus Christ, our Saviour. Amen.
Amen.
Please do be seated. Keep on loving each other as brothers. Do not neglect to show hospitality to strangers, for by doing so, some have entertained angels without knowing it. Our opening words from the letter to the Hebrews that Pat read for us. I don't know how you feel about angels. I have quite a few books on my bookcase about them. One written by the journalist and broadcaster Peter Stanford, and he says that in a poll done in 2016, 1 in 10 Britons claim to have experienced the presence of an angel. Well, 1 in 3 are convinced they have a guardian angel. And he says these huge numbers mean that on some counts, angels are doing better than God. I assume that he means that there's a lot of people who say they believe in angels, and maybe not so many who say they believe in God. I must admit, it's one of the many books on my bookshelves that I have yet to read properly. One day I will, probably when I retire. To me, it seems rather strange to believe in the spirit world of angels and to not believe in a creator God. But that is a whole new discussion. So I'll just keep to our passages that we had today. So the figures Stanford quotes, it seems likely that a good percentage of us here will have had some experience of angels in our lives. And if we believe what we read in the Bible, which I do, angels are written about. Their existence is acknowledged, and indeed, their encounters with human beings is also written about. And in our reading, we are reminded to offer hospitality to strangers, for by doing so, we may have entertained angels without knowing about it. So, what is an angel? I have read an angel is a messenger, especially of God, a person who performs the mission of God or acts as if sent by God, an angel of mercy, a person having qualities generally attributed to an angel as beauty, purity, or kindliness. I remember once struggling on the London Underground with a toddler in the buggy and a small overnight bag, trying to get down the stairs as the lift and the escalators were not working. And I then had to find a way to the right platform. And seemingly, out of the blue, of all the people dashing by and ignoring me, some young person just came up and said, "Can I help you?" It was amazing what sweet music to my ears. Certainly my angel that day. I think it's in Psalm 8 that we read that we were made, human beings were made lesser, just lower than God, that human beings were made just lower than angels. So he didn't have, you know, the wings on or anything like that, or purity about him, or this angelic face. In fact, he looked quite unkempt, and his clothes were quite scruffy. But his acts of kindness were really well received by me. And I still obviously remember that encounter to this very day. I'm sure that there are many who encountered Jesus would have thought he was an angel amongst them. When Jesus walked the earth, he was both human and divine. And I'm sure that even before it became clear that Jesus was, Jesus is the Son of God, that people would have experienced and recognized he had the qualities of a spiritual being. A messenger from God, someone with miraculous powers who performed miracles as he walked amongst them. But when we read the Gospels, we see that performing miracles was just a small part of Jesus' work. In fact, Jesus often said to people, "Do not tell others about these miraculous acts." Jesus didn't want to be exalted because he could perform miracles. So about Jesus, well, on one occasion when Jesus was talking about himself, he said he had come to bring good news to the poor, to proclaim release to the captives and the recovery of sight to the blind, to let the oppressed go free. We read about that in Luke chapter 4. Performing miracles or physical or mental healing was only just a small part of Jesus' mission here. Jesus also showed us the power of mixing with people of all society. Freeing people from the chains of oppression because of society's norms and expectations. Freeing those who are held captive by their life situations. And like me, when that young angel helped me, it was someone just coming alongside me in my struggles, giving me the time of day that gave me strength and courage to keep going, freeing me from the struggles I was feeling. I wonder if he realised how much he helped me. It is often simple acts of kindliness that can have so much impact. And we are being encouraged to love strangers, those that do not fit quite in with what we are used to, and to welcome them amongst our lives. Of course, we cannot just welcome anyone into our personal lives, into our homes. That would not be wise. But we can let them into our church families, loving them as we do our brothers and sisters in our faith, in our church gatherings. Welcoming is not always easy, though, and our welcome not always taken up, even when we offer it. We actually had a great gathering here yesterday for cream teas. Well done, the whole team who managed to keep that going. Somehow, coming to such things is often easier than coming along to our services. We had quite a fair number of people yesterday. It was great. Something I do know is that some were personally invited to come along. We put posters out, but also some people were given more of an invitation. I know I was saying to the people I go dog walking with, for example, do come to our cream teas, it'll be really lovely to see you there. And they did come, actually, which is good. In the Gospel reading, Jesus talks about being invited to a meal and the importance of us being humble and not promoting ourselves and above others at the meal. But obviously, being invited itself is important. In fact, in that Gospel reading, in the space of 7 verses, when Jesus is talking about putting on a gathering of a meal or going to one, the word invite is mentioned 7 times. It says, when you are invited, in case someone more distinguished than you has been invited by your host, the host who have invited both of you, to the one who had been invited, do not invite your friends just in case they may invite you in return. Invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, and the blind. So invitation is very important in itself, that people really do feel they are invited. I was speaking recently to someone who had been bereaved, I think it was maybe 5 years ago now, so not recently, and she was saying, it's still so hard to go and walk in somewhere on my own. So even a place that is for all, like such a church, it can be daunting to go in. And maybe an invite to meet up before, to go in together, might be needed. I remember back in the day when I was a Sunday school teacher, well, helper in my teenage years, I would go around the houses, literally knocking on doors and saying, is so-and-so in? Is she coming? Or are you coming to Sunday school this afternoon? And like a Pied Piper, I'd collect up children as I went along to the Sunday school. It was great fun. Looking in the new Link calendar, which we've got out now, I'm always thinking that this is the season when we have services that more people feel comfortable to come along to. Services to celebrate harvest. We've got the remembrance. We've got our annual memorial service to light a candle for our bereaved lost loved ones, which when I looked at the calendar, I realised we have omitted putting onto the calendar, so I must get that put out locally. People. But that will be personal invitations more and more. And then we move into Advent, the season of Advent. Many services to invite people to come along to. Of course, all people are welcome. These churches are theirs. We worship their God, our God. And who knows, we may find at these services and gatherings that we are entertaining angels within our midst. We may find that one of them is just what we need at this time in our lives, as much as we can be just what they need at that moment in their lives. Angels in our midst in these beautiful churches. Together, we may find the wonderful message of peace and of love of God, which will encourage us to gather together to worship and enable us to love and take that love out into our homes, into our families and into our communities, and hopefully spread out into this quite troubled world at the moment. Amen.